Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Hell hath frozen over in the sunny land of Southern California because notorious cheater Tristan Thompson is finally owning up to cheating on Khloe Kardashian multiple times, and especially with Kylie's best friend, Jordan Woods. Let's not forget about that. Kourtney confronted him about cheating and why he does it. What really gets me is when he says, when I cheat in the present tense, like, I'm sorry, sir, cheat? You cheated? So he goes on to talk about the relationship that he had with his family. And I don't want to say that he blamed them, but he basically said, you know, my dad treated my mom poorly. And so she would numb her emotions and shove it down. So I learned that I should shove my emotions down. And then, and also, like, he didn't have a good role model for how men should treat women. So he's clearly gone through a therapy journey where he's dove into those childhood wounds. And he's saying, that is the reason why I step out on my relationships.
Like, I'm proud of him for doing the work to get to, like, why he's, you know, doing what he's doing. Doesn't excuse the behavior, though.
Yeah.
I know in the NBA, his job is to rebound, but sometimes some things you just can't recover from.
Nah.
And I think this is one of those things. I think he'd be better off just letting it go and going and finding himself somewhere quietly.
Yeah. It definitely felt like a bit of an apology tour because then he went to go talk to Kylie about it. Now, her relationship, her friendship with Jordan Woods was really kind of the breaking point with the Kardashians, with Tristan Thompson. So Kylie was besties with this girl, Jordan, and Tristan and her had a little smoochy smooch. And because of that, Kylie ended her friendship at the time with Jordan. And I know it was also a breaking point for Tristan's relationship with Khloe as well. And when Tristan apologized to Kylie for this, I was actually shocked that she said it was actually good for her friendship with Jordan. But it took a while to get there because I know for years they were not talking. And it was shocking because you see two friends who are super close and do everything together. And all of a sudden one thing happens and it breaks them up. It's shocking.
So this news, this current storyline on the Kardashians, is this him just doing an apology tour and taking accountability, or is he trying to get into the good graces of Khloe again?
I honestly think it's a mix of both. Like, it feels like an apology tour, but I think Tristan has gotten to the point in his life where he realizes that he has to prioritize his family. He recently lost his mother, now has to take care of his brother. And I think he has to rely on the Kardashians more than ever. And he's realizing what a good thing he messed up.
If y'all were Khloe, would you appreciate the fact that he's apologizing publicly, or would you rather him do that behind the scenes so you don't have to relive it?
Both, because I want a behind the scenes authentic apology, but because my life is lived out in the public eye, I need to have that as well. He's going to see life completely different now. With when you lose a parent, you see the world differently. Now, do I think it's good that he's taking accountability and owning up to his mistakes and apologizing? Yes. If I were Khloe, would I take him back? Hell no.
Yeah, you got to do it behind the scenes, but I also do think to an extent the audience, I don't want to say he's owed his apology, but because we've seen so much of this play out in real time, that if all of a sudden we see Tristan on screen being all buddy-buddy with everybody, we're going to be like, wait a second,
yeah,
we missed a chapter. So I bet there probably was some kind of apology happening behind the scenes, but I think a lot of it is for the audience, really more so than for the Kardashians.
The cheating was public. The apology needs to be public.
That makes sense.
Exactly. All right, speaking of hell freezing over, Snoop Dogg says that he has decided to give up the weed. I was shocked by this news.
You and me both, yeah.
He posted on Instagram basically just saying, after much consideration and conversation with my family, I've decided to give up smoke. Please respect my privacy at this time. As if he's done something, as if a major tragedy has occurred.
That's a huge part of his identity and personality and who he is.
For years, too. I mean, like Snoop, that literally is attached to Snoop for as long as I've known him. So I don't believe him, but I do hope he's being serious, because that really probably would help him.
I mean, because when you think of like pot smokers, you think of Snoop, you think of Willie Nelson, and you think of Woody Harrelson.
And Wiz Khalifa. And that's the four.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah, you can't do one without the other.
Oh,
so
that's the Mount Rushmore of weed.
That is.
The weed mountain. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see if he can stick it out. And also, I hope he does get a little bit more candid about the reasons why he's decided to give up weed.
I do too.
All right, Diddy's ex-girlfriend just filed a lawsuit against him. I'll tell you about the shocking allegations and what he allegedly did to her new man's car on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.